90% of their members are deployed in the Gulf, and they too believe in a cause larger than themselves. And most of all, we think of all those who have given the last full measure of devotion, and I will always keep a place in my heart for the memories and especially for the families of these American heroes. I'm told that not far from here, yellow ribbons stretch as far as the eye can see. And they show what a former president, former general Dwight Eisenhower, meant when he said, "Morale is the greatest single factor in successful wars. The communities of Jackson and Havelock care. And so, like communities all across America, they've joined hands to support military troops and their families. And I think of your schools touching troops with their letters and their love, and the Key Wives program linking families and hearts. And if there's anyone around this country who wonders what we're fighting for, they need no look no farther than right here in this room. Unfortunately, there are no medals of valor for military families. And if there were, there would be as much decoration on your chests as there is pride within them. 2 weeks ago, a monument was dedicated a mile from here, and it has 5 service seals and this inscription: Operation Desert Storm. This beacon, burning bright, is a constant reminder of Havelock's home fires burning in support of our military men and women and their families. To all of you, spouses, children, parents, loved ones, Marines, you're doing more than just keeping the home fires burning. Your dedication and bravery is lighting the heart. Believe me, it is lighting the heart of every American. You're hastening the day when your men and women will come home. And let me repeat this to the families. We will stay in the Gulf for as long as necessary, but not one day longer than it takes us to complete this mission. Today in the Gulf, Marines are enduring much to keep America strong and great. And let me leave you with words that were written more than a century ago. Back then, the Marines had just landed on another distant shore, and a reporter wrote, "The Marines have landed, and the situation is well in hand. Nothing has changed, and nothing will." You know, I heard on the radio, the president is going to North Carolina to lift the morale of the people. Let me assure you, it's the other way around after seeing this group. So thank you for your support. God bless you and this great country, and most of all, God bless the finest soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines any nation has ever had. Thank you very much. Thank you.